shit.
You're listening to the True Bull Podcast with Goonie and Nemo.
Yes.
You want to hear it now?
Chit.
Now. You want to hear it live?
Nah.
That's right.
Uh-huh. Chitty, chit, chit.
Woo! Hey, tape recorder. Listen to this tape recorder. Tape recorder, you there? Woo! Fantastic.
Welcome to episode 319 of the True Bull Virtual Cast with Goonie and Nemo, brought to you.
319.
Yep. By J&T Mechanical, House of Hughes, First Do Lawn Care, Redline Guns, Big E's Mechanical. Also recorded live from the Tactical Finish Nemosa Studios in beautiful Grapevine, Texas. Or was it Nemo, Texas?
No, it's Nemo Graphics, Texas.
Nemo Graphics, Texas, also one of our fine sponsors.
Carry on.
Yes. Goodness gracious. It's a happy Tuesday. Oh, it's Tuesday. It's Tuesday.
Yes, July 30th. We've got one more day.
Wow. One more day in July.
All right.
Wait a minute. Would then that, if there's only one more day left in July, that wouldn't that make today July like 53rd?
Why don't we ask Kamala?
Wow. Yeah.
Or is it Kamala?
Just like when I inject my brisket, that would be the brine leading the brine.
Yikes.
Wow. Okay.
I'm so glad we have this podcast to fall back on.
Yes.
You know why?
Because I'm going to fall back in a minute.
Yeah, I retired.
Oh, my God. Did you? You finally did it? You did your last one?
27 years, 11 months.
27 years. Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for handsome firefighter Tim. Newly retired. Retired?
Yes. And I've got, let me start by thanking a lot of people.
Okay. Thank you. And now back to me.
Okay.
Okay, so back to thanking everybody. Who when you look back on your 27 years, what are the main things that stand out for you as far as those years and the people that you met?
I think the coolest thing was thank you for asking. I think the coolest thing was back when I started out at number 40s.
Oh gosh, I remember that.
Yeah, there's a picture of Jay in a car seat.
Wow.
And now he's in his own car seat.
Yeah.
Up in Dallas.
Yeah.
It's just how, you know, time flies like the wind.
Yes.
But fruit flies like bananas.
Yes. In China, that we call flute fries.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
So anyway, that's awesome.
I'm going to give stories every time we have a podcast because there's just so many things to talk about, but I don't want to because I'll start crying, weeping.
Maybe we should create a new recurring segment. We'll call it Timmy's handsome firefighter Tim's.
What did Nemo do?
Yeah, what did Nemo do? His firefighting stories. You fell through a ceiling one time, didn't you?
Yes, and the cool thing was
there's a cool thing about falling.
Jeremy Wanaberger saved me. He was pulling my leg.
He should have been pulling you from the top, not the bottom, because you were stuck on a joist, and that's why we can't have kids.
Joyce was not there.
Joyce was not happy either.
No.
But thanks to Jeremy Wunderberger for saving my brother, or else we wouldn't be here doing this podcast. So
yeah,
blame
Jeremy?
Him. I don't know. He's still working. Sorry, bastard. He's probably doing some First Do Lawn Care right now, as I tell you what. Oh, speaking of him. We did get to catch up with him a couple weeks back at the reserve on 1863.
Right. That's right. We had a great gig there.
Brought his wife and the kids and even did a special song for him that we actually did at their wedding ceremony.
Was it After the Lovin'?
No, it wasn't that one. It was It's Raining Man, I think, or something like that.
I forget. I remember now.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
That was a great one. Him and Josh loved that song.
Yes, for totally different reasons.
Yep.
Josh Downs, also from Redline Guns, one of our sponsors, First Do Lawn Care. I mean, Big E, Earn, and Jess Barger, their company, also sponsors
Dude,
of the show.
We've got some cool friends.
And I think of it as those are family that I got to meet because they were your friends that you met through the firefighter.
They're not my friends.
Okay. So they're somebody's friends, and I met them, and now they're family, and they're stuck with us. So that's awesome. But yeah, dude, 27 years, man. Hats off to you. Hope you enjoy going on tour with the band now.
Yes.
And hopefully twice weekly podcast now so we can catch up on lost time. Just like my brisket recipe.
Oh, okay.
So much lost time.
Oh my god.
Oh my. Okay.
Can we get on with
would
the
you
meat
rather I
in- the show?
Would you rather I inject the meat?
I would rather you not inject anything.
You know what? I would rather. I'd rather I wasn't so guessy, pero here I am, all guessy. Pero you know, I make my 239 bean soup all the time.
239.
Yes, one more would be 240. Oh, yeah. Oh, I left something on your chair for you, Gregory.
Grandma.
Oh, God. Oh, Jesus.
The Olympics.
It's like mud. Yes. It's like mud in the chair. It's squinchy. It's squinchy. Oh, my God. Oh, wow.
Hey, Super Granny, you've been watching the Olympics.
Yes, I do. Do they do bowling?
No, I don't know. They probably
do everything else. I didn't even think they do like mudslinging. Well, no, that was the president's of the debate.
Oh, my gosh. Yes. No politics.
Oh, yes. I like a polling tick. So there I was bare-assed on the stage, and I was at the RNC and the DNC. I had a DNC once, but it wasn't like that.
No. Super Granny, what? Were you at the opening ceremony?
Oh, yes. It was so great. They did a lot of things. They had Gojira there, and I even think Dookie was on the stage, too, Hito.
Did you say Dookie?
Okay.
All right.
It was great. I watched the whole thing 3 or 4 times, and then I turned the TV on, and I enjoyed it. The last time.
That is just awesome.
It was great. I recorded it. I recorded my love. Oh, just like Fest. Oh, he's a man.
Yikes.
Okay, so anyway, here's my take on the Olympics for everybody who's enjoying it. The United States, they're beating the living caquitas out of everybody right now.
Did you say taquitas?
Okay, let's go with it. So anyway, there I was at the Olympics, and I was in Brussels, too. I don't know. They're having it. The Olympics are in Brussels, too. But I like their sprouts. Ooh. Boing.
Do you even know what day it is for the Olympics?
Yes, it's Thursday, and it's in the morning. Over there, it's kind of late at night, so everything that's already happened, it's already happened. So I can't tell you that
the ladies' gymnastics.
Oh yes, they did a lot of things. Oh, and that Simone Biles, she's got some great bowels. Oh yes, and I like that A and E and I and U. She got great bowels.
Okay, all the people in Brussels, all our listeners, good luck to you guys out there. And
Thank you.
I hope you get some great, great medals.
I love their Belgian waffles. Oh.
No.
Yes, I do.
Okay. Do you know how much these medals cost, Super Granny?
I think, let's see. Wait. Oh, don't know. I was reading about this earlier. They weigh, 7.8 ounces each, and the gold is at $4 a pound. It's like $30.
How do you know this?
I don't. I'm making it up. I'm not as dumb as I think you are.
That is wrong.
Oh, yes, it is. In China, it would be long.
I belong to you.
Pero if loving me is long, I want to be a long time.
The U.S. Men's gymnastics finally received a medal.
Bronze. And you know what the good thing is? They weren't even expecting to get any medal. So the fact that they got the bronze, you could see the joy in them.
Yeah, that was genuine.
That was it.
Excitement. And I watched all of it. It was insane. These guys are amazing.
The one guy on the high bar, he was just the specialist. And he was the one who nailed it down. He only was in there for one event, one thing. He shows up. He sat there for like 2.5 hours, and he was the last person to go. And he went, and he freaking hit a home run and nailed down that bronze.
And I believe he goes to college. Well, I forget what college he was going to.
Oh, gosh.
And he's got this major. He's supposed to be unbelievably smart.
Yes.
He's sitting there. Reflecting and focusing while everybody's jumping around.
His eyes were closed the whole time, and he's just sitting there. Everybody's going crazy with the guy before him that really gave them a chance.
Yeah, his name was J.W. Hoffner.
First name Jack?
Yeah, and that's truth. That's not bull.
That may be bull. That's one of the main reasons why, and I think a lot of people watch the Olympics every 4 years, is because you can watch football and you can watch the Super Bowl. You love the pageantry and all of that, and it's just freaking great. People beating the crap out of each other. You can watch, NBA finals, best of 7. They're going back and forth, but watching, for the most part, amateurs who are not going to be doing this as a day job for the rest of their life.
You're talking about the U.S. Soccer?
Yes.
No. There are no money makers in there. There's just pure talent.
Gosh.
They're beating the pants off of of a guisada right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, 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 yeah. It was a papao no guisada. But yeah, just seeing the joy in those guys knowing I'm not going to be here. I've been working my whole life for this. And when they hit it and the concentration and the joy that they have, it was just you can't pay for that. That's why I think people love.
Not like those prima donnas. I heard one guy paid to hold the flag on the ship on the opening ceremonies.
I heard that guy paid
to hold that flag.
Wow.
And just to say that, you know, he was
flag
proud
bearer.
To hold the flag. I don't know what his name was, but...
Oh, my gosh.
He double dribbles all the time.
Oh, my God, that guy.
Anyway.
So, hopefully he'll get a LeBron's, because I think... I think France, man. Did you see what Wemby did today?
Dude, France is just kicking it. They are... Wow.
They won today 94-90 in overtime.
They
10 points were scored in overtime by the French, and 8 of those points were scored by Victor Wembanyama, Wemby Spur. So you know what? I'm not saying I'm going against the United States, but I'm really enjoying the fact that Wembanyama is sitting there leading as a 19, 20-year-old kid, mm-hmm. leading his mm-hmm. country by example and showing them the right way to do it and just dominating. And, oh, man, these Spurs are going to kick some butt next
just
year, bro.
Just a humble chap.
That's right. And speaking of football, dude, we finally made it through last Sunday, which is the last weekend without football for the foreseeable future.
Oh, I sure hope there's some quick.
We got some football in 2 days, bro.
Wait, what?
August 1st, Canton, Ohio, Hall of Fame game. The Houston Texans are going to be playing the Chicago Bears this Thursday, August the 1st. And football starts.
You heard that first here.
God dang right. I tell you what,
the
dude.
True Bowl Virtual Cast.
Hell yeah.
Clap, clap, clap.
Oh, clappity, clappity. Oh, in Japan, that would be crappity.
Wow. Woo! Let's not go there.
Hey, that's what I'm sitting in right now. Thank you, Grandma. Mm-hmm. Anyway, she said she was going to go down and make some of her famous Mount Olympus beans.
Wow.
I don't know why or what is going in them, but I'm pretty sure they're going to be coming out pretty quick.
I think that was montar un Olympi.
Un Monteca de Hecho.
Which is Spanish for... mount a goat.
No. It's Conchaga de Mahakahaba, which means beans that walk like a man.
We're going to leave that there because we've got to celebrate a retirement party.
Celebration.
I'm so ready. Let's get out of here.
Handsome firefighter Tim is all over the nation.
Yep.
And DJ Renation.
Yeah, we're pretty much out of here.
We're pretty much going to party. We're going to jam out with our We're going to hardly party, bro. We're going to party all day in la noche.
Let's get out of here.
Why not? Okay. I did give, before Grandma did finish up earlier, she did remind me to tell you guys that Super Granny Return of the Baddies is coming soon.
Thank goodness.
She said she's been having she said something about the writer's strike.
I said if they don't stop and they start writing it right, I'm going to strike them a lot.
That's about right. Yeah,
until next time, you've been listening to episode 319 of the True Bull Virtual Cast with Gregory, Timmy, and the Enserios, and Haiti Boy, and Gojira, and all the and Freddy, and Bimmel, and Hito, and Haka, and Loogie. They've been all doing it. The technical finish is finished all over the place. But until next time, you've been listening to them, and we'll catch you all the way down the road in there with Enserio.
Okay, bye-bye.
Oh, yes. Woo!
Bye-bye.
Olympus. Ooh, Olympus, mount me. Oh, yes.